Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine. Glory, hallelujah. You know that we need to call on the name of the Lord in praise and worship and in song. We need to be calling on the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Voice of Truth Ministry is a ministry, a global ministry. It's up under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. We just thank God so much for her and her leadership. I just thank God for her because she has truly been a blessing to me. Amen. And I pray that God will richly bless her and pastor. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come today to exalt your name, oh God. We come to praise you, Father. We come to exalt your name, oh God, for you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every listener right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we call from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west to hear what God has to say today, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now, oh God, for deliverance and healing of the mind, the body, and the soul, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, let your word go through the airways, Father, with power and authority in your name, oh God. Let it be like fire, oh God. Let them be a hearer and a doer of your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day, oh God, a day that we will never see again, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood that Jesus shed over 2,000 years ago, oh, Father. We thank you for the blood that saves, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We praise you for your worthy, oh, God. We honor you, honor you. We praise you. We worship, we worship, we worship, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We glorify your name. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Oh, Father, God, I plead the blood over every listener, Father. And all those that's going to come back and listen through the archives, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, let them hear what the voice of God has to say, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray all of these things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Our scripture reading and our key scripture will come from Mark, the 8th chapter. Amen. Mark, the 8th chapter, verse 36. And the word of God reads, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. The title of the message today is "Don't Lose Your Soul." Amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. You need to call a neighbor. You need to call a friend. You need to text somebody. You need to email them. You need to tweet them. But you need to let them know that Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries is on the air. Amen. Amen. So they can hear what God has to say. Amen. The scripture says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Amen. Many people today are working and seeking the pleasure of the world. Now, the question is, what shall it profit you? And your answer is nothing. To gain the whole world, you wonder, well, what does it mean by gaining the whole world? It simply means that we're doing everything to get the American dream. We're working two or three jobs, trying to get the house on the hill, trying to purchase the Cadillac that we can't afford, trying to get the finest things in life, the clothes, the Coke purchase, the Dooland Birch that we can't afford. We're trying to get the things in life that has no value. There's nothing wrong with having things. But when you're not seeking the Lord, when you're not trying to find Jesus, when you're seeking the things of the world and you're working only for the world and not working for your soul, don't let your soul be lost. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, the world wants possessions. We want positions in life. You know, we want to be up high. We want to be the president of the company. We want to be the millionaire, the rich and the famous. We seek power. We want to gain the world because we want all the money, because money brings power. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But the power that you need is in Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for the word. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The American dream is so still alive because we work so hard to get it, that we forget about spending that time with the Lord. We forget about our souls because we're so busy. And see, the devil wants to keep you busy working for the American dream, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to do what the world says is the way you should live. We're not seeking God. God don't have a problem with you having things. He said, I want you to live an abundant life. But when you seek the world and not seek God and not worried about your soul, because there's many people in the world today, they ain't seeking Jesus. They don't care nothing about his word. They don't know who he is. And they ain't trying to find him because they're so busy try to gain the whole world. Don't lose your soul. Because the Bible says that there is a heaven and a hell. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's a heaven and it's a hell. And as surely as we live, we're going to die. Our soul has to have a resting place. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But if you're seeking the world and the things of the world, that's why you can't store your treasures right here. That's why the Bible says, don't store your treasures. Don't store them here. Because they're not eternal. When you know Jesus, the one who came, the one who died for you, the one who loves you so much, that he gave down his life, that you may have eternal life. Don't let your soul be lost. Don't let the world fool you and believing that life is all about the things of the world and the plans of their life. It's not. What does it do for you if you gain the whole world and your soul be lost? What does it gain you? Eternal death. Because, see, your spirit is going to go somewhere, heaven or hell. And while the blood is running warm in your veins, you need to be seeking Jesus. You need to be seeking him instead of the world. So many people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, help them to see, oh God, that they need you. What you need is in Jesus. Yes, you're in the world. Yes, you got to have a roof over your head. Yes, you got to have transportation. But you should never put it before God. Never put it before God. But we forget about God. Because we are so busy. We don't spend time with him. We don't pray. We don't seek him or any answers. We just do what we want to do because the world says it's all right to do it, but that don't make it right. God said it ain't right. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's time out for prayer. It's time out for seeking those things in the world. To be lost in the world without God, to be lost, Jesus has come for you to be lost. He came that you might have life. He came that you help, that you may have life. Not death, but life. But you have to choose him. Or you look at life and you say, well, you know what, I got to have these things in life. Because everybody else got it. I want it and I'm going to work for it because that's what I want. That's what I want out of life. And it's nothing wrong with having the things that you want. But God already said, I'm going to supply what you need. So, you know, when you're working and you're working and you're working and you're working and you ain't working for nobody but yourself. Oh, God, help them, Lord, help them. Help them. See, many times the people around us, they influence us. And I can say about my own self, I talk about me. Yes, I love the doonies and I love the coach purses, and I used to get them at any means. If I had to put it on a credit card, I didn't have the money. No, I didn't have the money to get it, but I still went and got it because I wanted what everybody said was popular. I wanted it, so I got it. And see, that's what we think. We think that the things, if we gain this, if we got a doony purse on our shoulder and a coach on our shoulder, and we ain't got no money in it. See, you're trying to gain something that has no value. But I done learned some sense. The things that matter to me is about Jesus. Because that's the only thing that's going to last forever is Jesus and the word of God. All the other things don't matter. It don't matter. And not saying that you can't have things. You know, many times we want to look at the millionaire. We look at their lifestyle. You know, we watch these programs where they talk about the millionaires and the lifestyle, they're living, they live in large, and they got all of that. But do they have Jesus? Because if they had Jesus, someone would be going through some of the things that they're going through. Pattern your life after Jesus. Seek him. If you don't know him today, it's today. You need to seek him. Glory, hallelujah. For he's soon to return, and you got to know Jesus. Don't let your soul be lost. Don't get caught up in worldly things. Don't get caught up around worldly people. Cut them loose. You got to cut loose who you got to cut loose because your soul is important. Jesus came that you might have life. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, help them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Don't let your soul be lost. Because it won't be nobody's fault but your own if your soul is lost. You can gain everything in the world and have the pleasures of the world. But if you lose your soul, it's nobody but fault but yours. Because Jesus already done came and laid down his life for you to be saved, healed and delivered and set free. The time is now. Don't let your soul be lost. Amen. Glory to God. We're running out of time. Amen. Amen. I pray to God that this word will fall on good ground today, that somebody's soul will be healed, somebody's mind will be healed, somebody will be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Amen, amen. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and honestly to repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible, begin to read it, and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Have a blessed week this week in the name of Jesus. Don't let your soul be lost, because Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, came that you might live, that you might have life, and that your soul might be saved. Choose today who you will serve. Come out of the world of sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Stop trying to gain the whole world. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't let your soul be lost. Be blessed. Amen.